the town. One person needed hospital treatment after the assault, during which a number of cars were also damaged. Gardaí are investigating the incident, however no arrests have been made. Richie Molloy says this kind of behaviour is never acceptable.
It was very disappointing to hear this news from that area the other night, and you know my sympathies are with the security guard that was injured in that particular attack, and you know, you'd have to really condemn that type of violence.
Residents around Thornton Hall in Dublin are calling for a response from the Integration Minister over plans for migrant accommodation. Tented accommodation for asylum seekers will be provided at the site in North County Dublin in the coming weeks. However, concerns have been raised over its suitability, with the locals saying there's inadequate sewage infrastructure and amenities. This resident says they've been met with silence from the department.
Where are they going to access the site from? What entrance are they going to use? How are they going to move the people that they're planning to put there? How are they going to move them around? Are they going to be bussed? You know, like, there's too many questions, and that leads to concerns, you know.
The condition of Slovakia's prime minister has been described as stable but serious after he was shot 5 times at point-blank range. 59-year-old Robert Fico underwent another 2 hours of surgery yesterday. The man accused of attempting to assassinate him on Wednesday has appeared in court, with officials suggesting the attack was politically motivated. And finally, RTE has announced that Operation Transformation will not be returning after a 17-season run. This comes the same day as an open letter was sent by a group of health professionals to RTE CEO Kevin Backhurst, highlighting a number of issues with the show. The show saw a group of 5 leaders take on a well-being and weight loss journey guided by a team of professionals in different fields. Dr. Margaret Steele from UCC, who signed the letter, says the show pushed messages around diet and health that were potentially misleading and harmful.
Dieting is associated with the onset of eating disorders. We have seen an increase in eating disorder prevalence in Ireland. So, you know, for us, the harms really outweigh the benefits, insofar as there even were a lot of benefits beyond the individual leaders themselves.
Your sport is next.
Sport on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
With Supermax, home of the fresh 100% Irish chicken breast sandwich. Always fresh, never frozen. Download the Supermax app today.
Galway's meeting with Derry is the headline clash on the opening day of the All-Ireland Football Championship. That Group 1 fixture throws in at Pearse Stadium at 5:30. The action begins with last year's finalists Kerry taking on Monaghan in Killarney from 3:00. There's a 5 o'clock start for Mayo's hosting of Cavan and Castlebar. It's an all-Munster affair in Ennis from 6:00, where Clare entertain Cork. The second round of action is underway in the Tailteann Cup this afternoon. They've just thrown in the game between Tipperary and Sligo. Carlow play host Fermanagh in an hour's time, while Offaly travel to Limerick at the same time. It's a 4 p.m. start for the game between Wexford and Antrim. Waterford and Kildare throws in at 5:00, with London and Down getting underway an hour later. The two unbeaten sides in this year's Leinster Hurling Championship do battle in Parnell Park this evening. Dublin host Kilkenny for a 6 o'clock throw-in. Galway will hope to breathe some life into their campaign. They're away to Antrim with the action underway in Corrigan Park. In rugby this evening, Connacht are in desperate need of a win if they're to finish inside the top 8 of the URC. They welcome the DHL Stormers to Galway at 5:15. And Hugo Keenan and James Ryan are back for Leinster in tonight's Interpro away to Ulster. Kickoff in Belfast is at 7:35.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
A few showers in Munster, gradually brightening up as the day goes on, with sunny spells developing for most this evening. Highest temperatures of 15 to 21 degrees. And now you're up to date at the home of What Did Lucy Kennedy Say to Colm Hayes? Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Now, more of the 80s and 90s in Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
With Brian Walsh.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. We'll be right back.
smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on.
And 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Texas, please fold them, let them hit me, raise it. poker face, poker face. Poker face, poker face. Poker face, poker face.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
So basically we have Colm and Lucy in the morning for the crack.
Working from 6 o'clock every morning, so I love listening to Colm and Lucy.
They're like an old married couple. And no, I know they're not married to each other, but they might as well be, you know.
The home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
We are the home of the 80s and 90s. This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you getting on? It's Brian with you until 6 this afternoon. And it's a must-win game for Connacht this afternoon, 5 past 5. They actually need to get a bonus point win as well to sort of stay in the top 8. Not quite sure how they're going to fare out. Anyway, on the way, very, very shortly, I have got an update for you on what Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes after the Cranberries and Linger. But first, here's Tracy Chapman. This is Fast Car on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
You get a fast car, I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal, maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, I got got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store, managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working, his body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him, she wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him, so I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car, is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car, speed so fast I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Someone. You got a fast car, we go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job, now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better, you'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving, driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, I got a job that pays all our bills. You stay out drinking late at the bar, see more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better, thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere, so take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car, so fast I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Na
Haron is Mo, Ona Halliantori is Farlat. Shahi Balia Kyol na Huktadi August Nokadi.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Tearing me apart.
Cranberries linger on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. We are the home of the 80s and 90s. And you know what? At least it's not raining. It's kind of dull and cloudy. There is going to be a little bit of sun at some point in the afternoon, so we can just cross our fingers and hope for the best. Also, tomorrow as well, a little bit of sunshine expected. So we will wait for that. We will indeed. Now, just to let you know, this is about what Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes. The money just keeps going up and up. It's back on Monday morning and the jackpot will hit over €3,000. So there's four times to play a day. You can play twice with Colm and Lucy in the morning and then once in the afternoon with Trina and once with Damien as well. And check us out on social media. Check out our Instagram account at Classic Hits Radio. You're going to find five wrong answers there and they will help you out so you can cross those off your list. So bear this in mind. Your next chance to play is with Colm and Lucy in the morning on Monday, only on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and the jackpot stands at €3,250. Wouldn't that be great? Think of what you could do with all of that cash. Now I'm going to have a riddle for you on the way as well within about 15 minutes time, and I'm going to play a track from an album. The album is called Rumours. It's on the way next on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
What did Lucy Kennedy say to Colm Hayes?
Where it's not about answering the question, it's about questioning the answer.
How?
The answer is two.
I think she said, how many times have you been slapped on the butt?
How many pancakes do you eat?
Mary!
I thought we were over the pancake conversation.
Get involved with Colm and Lucy, again with Trina and with Damien in the afternoon.
On the home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. The Script. Satellites World Tour. Coming to Three Arena Dublin on Friday, November 15th. With very special guest, Tom Walker. Tickets from 5120 on sale this Friday at 9:30 a.m. from Ticketmaster.ie. Additional charges may apply. The Script, live at Three Arena, Dublin. Tickets on sale this Friday.
Sometimes the best things come in small packages, like the Fiat 500 you could win if you take out a car insurance policy with OnPost Insurance. Get great cover at a great price and a chance to win a fantastic electric Fiat 500. Get a quote now at onpostinsurance.ie. Acceptance criteria, terms and conditions apply and are available at onpostinsurance.ie/promotions. Competition ends July 31st, 2024. One Direct Ireland Limited, trading as OnPost Insurance, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. One Direct Ireland Limited is a wholly owned subsidiary of OnPost.
The Carrick Dunn Summer Shopping Event is here. Enjoy 20% off almost everything in all departments this weekend. The stores are bursting with new season fashion, jewellery, gifts and homewares. Shop the 20% off in stores nationwide or at carrickdunn.com this weekend.
Transform an ordinary Sunday in County Clare
into an extraordinary day of adventure.
Rediscover Clare's treasures, explore new horizons,
and make every Sunday a day of fun and excitement.
Our Fun Day Sundays mean great offers each week. So try something new and visit those must-see attractions for less. To discover offers that'll bring joy and excitement to your day, go to visitclare.ie/Sundays.
Are you an employer seeking to fill career openings in Limerick? Jobs Expo is Limerick's new careers fair, attracting thousands of skilled job seekers from Ireland and abroad. Come and meet thousands of skilled professionals at Thomond Park on Saturday, 22nd of June, and recruit in the most cost-effective environment in the Midwest. Find out how exhibiting at Jobs Expo Limerick can save you money. Email info@jobsexpo.ie or call 01-5311-280. Jobs Expo Limerick. Work is what we do.
Make your afternoon fresher with Bold laundry detergent pods. Brilliant stain removal, even in a cold wash, with built-in Lenore softener. Always keep away from children.
Now, more of the 80s and 90s.
With Brian Walsh.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted. A silent prayer for faith departed.
a smart speaker,
then staying connected to the home of the 80s and 90s couldn't be easier.
Play Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Keep It All In, that's Paul Heaton with The Beautiful South on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and he's gigging next month in Cardiff. He's still on the go. He used to take pictures as well, share them on social media, where he would go to football grounds in an anorak, take a picture and just post it. He was a bit of a fan of that. Now, just let me tell you about the Jane Law figures that came out fairly recently. We did very, very well. We're now reaching a ton of new people, so thank you very much for listening in. And to celebrate, here's what we're going to do. We're bringing back the famous Ireland's Classic Hits Radio listeners' parties, okay? So one, the very first one is kicking off middle of June. It's the 13th of June. It's at the Voodoo Rooms in Cork, the number one late venue. And you can win tickets this Monday with Colm and Lucy in the morning, all right? So mark that in your diary. Make sure if you want to get along and try and win tickets, join Colm and Lucy in the morning, Monday morning. Now it's time for a riddle. If you want to have a go at this, easy to get involved. Just tell me where you are and where you are and what your name is with the answer to 0871880008. And I will give you the answer to them before the news at 3 o'clock. I have a neck and no head, two arms and no hands. What am I? So give that a little bit of thought. I have a neck and no head, two arms and no hands. What am I? Give me your name, tell me where you're listening and your answer on 0871880008, and I will give you the answer just before the news at 3 o'clock right here on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio is the home of the 80s and 90s all weekend.
On Saturdays, Trina Mara wakes you up from 7 with something for the weekend.
The 80s and 90s play all day with Gareth O'Callaghan from 10 a.m. and Brian Walsh from 2.
And the party starts at 6 p.m. with Club Classics. Non-stop anthems till 1.
It's all here this weekend on the home of the 80s and 90s. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
This summer, enjoy pizza, pints and pillow talk. Our newest couples experience at Midlands Park Hotel, County Laois. Start your day with freshly baked pizza and locally brewed beer delivered right to your door. Bask in restful slumbers in our elegant guest rooms. The following morning, wake up to a delicious breakfast too. For more details about our summer season, visit MidlandsParkHotel.com.
You know what it's like when your mate sends you a pic of a dress she likes and you think, wait a minute, I would look so good in this. Well, Samsung's Galaxy S23 FE can help. Just draw a circle around the dress and Circle to Search with Google will help you find it. Sorry, Jen, it's not your colour. And send.
Incredible AI. Now on more Galaxy devices than ever. Buy a Galaxy S23 FE today at Samsung.com.
Students, Limerick Tutorial College are now enrolling for full-time 5th-year and 6th-year Leaving Certificate programmes. The 6th-year programme is specially tailored to ensure all subjects are covered in one academic year. We pride ourselves on small classes and exceptional dedicated teachers. Places are limited, so secure your place for this September by contacting Limerick Tutorial College on 061 315522.
Want to see animals guaranteed? Visit a zoo. Want thrill rides guaranteed? Visit a theme park. Want the very best in choice and the very best in price when it comes to tiles, wood and bathware guaranteed? Then visit Limerick Tile and Wood. At Limerick Tile and Wood, you'll get the finest choice in tiles, wood and bathware in our extended showroom. All at unparalleled value. Visit Limerick Tile and Wood, Ballysimon Road, Limerick, or see tileandwoodcentre.ie.
The 80s and 90s
with Brian Walsh,
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Thank you.
It's always at Classic Hit.
On the home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
The 80s and 90s in Castle Troy.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Thank you. touch the flame where the streets have no name.
U2, where the streets have no name, hot on the heels of their performances in the Sphere. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, home of the 80s and 90s. Now, we'll deal with the riddle in just a moment. Have you ever got a random text from somebody and then engaged in random conversation as a result? I've just done that, right? Somebody just sent a text saying, I can't actually remember now. It was something about Paul deserving. Yeah, Paul deserved a pint. I sent a pint emoji and said, yes, he definitely does. They said, sorry, wrong person. And I said, yeah, but he still definitely does. It was class, legendary. It's just going on. Anyway, let's deal with the riddle for you right now, OK? So a little while ago, I asked you the riddle. If you could work this out for me, and it goes as follows. I have a neck and no head, two arms and no hands. What am I? OK, so got a few right answers. And look, I suppose it possibly could have more than one answer. So got to say hi to a few people now. Let me just get my screen properly sorted. Okay, a shirt from Linda. Linda's listening in Ballinasloe. Ballinasloe's in County Galway. I'm a Galwegian myself. A jacket, a shirt, top from Sarah in Galway, covering all the bases. A shirt as well from Anne, and Anne is in Lanzarote. I wonder how is it in Lanzarote at the moment. It's probably gorgeous. A jacket as well from Dermot and Mayo. So thank you all very much for getting involved and giving it a go as well. On the way between 3 and 4, I have got one of the best bits from Colm and Lucy in the morning. It's all on the way with the news next on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Previously on Colm and Lucy in the Morning,
we're asking you, can you remember that one thing that you bought with your communion money? Paula, what happened to yours?
I made my communion in 1970. There wasn't really any gadgety things out then except a yo-yo and a doll, which I got. I was reefed into Woolworths. It was a big cafe over a shop.
Yeah. Mm.
And the whole family got a buffet, and then my mother reefed the purse at me and told me it was tradition for the communion girl to pay for everyone's dinner. I was devil.
And you got a yo-yo. Come on.
Colm and Lucy in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m.
with Noyx Newmans. For your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
The Mother and Baby Institution's payment scheme is now open for applications. This scheme provides financial payments and health supports to eligible people who spend time in mother and baby and county home institutions in Ireland. There's a straightforward application process in place to help everyone access the benefits that they are entitled to. To find out more, visit gov.ie/payment scheme or call the helpline at 01522 9992. An initiative of the Government of Ireland.
The latest Woody's Mega Deals have dropped. Get the Hayden 4-litre air fryer, half price, now only €34.99. And there's another mega deal, the DeWalt 18-volt hammer drill with 4-amp battery for just €129, save €30.99. And even more mega deals with the Portanovo outdoor storage box, now only €100, save €50. But hurry, Woody's Mega Deals are only while stocks last. Shop in-store, online or click and collect. Woody's, we're all homemakers. T's and C's and exclusion supply.
It's almost 3 o'clock.
Ireland's bees are busy at work. Send love with native Irish bee stamps and celebrate our unsung flora heroes. On Post, for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
At 3 o'clock, I'm Gary Brennan. Good afternoon. The community around Thornton Hall in Dublin say it's not suitable for the planned housing of asylum seekers on the land. Tented accommodation will be provided at the 160-acre North County Dublin site in the coming weeks. However, locals say social housing was previously rejected in the area due to inadequate facilities, so they're now questioning the U-turn. This resident says